Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. This is Dale Jackson welcoming you to the Lamp and Light broadcast, coming to you from the studios of Central Baptist Church in beautiful Ocala, Florida. Lamp and Light is a ministry. It takes a book of the Bible, verse by verse, teaching it as it is to men as they are, without compromise or apology. Speaking the truth in love is our purpose, and to give the lamp and light to all. Now, here is our teacher and pastor, Dr. Andy Bloom.
Yesterday, in our study of 1 John chapter 5, I taught that when we come to the Lord, we must turn from our sins. Let's pick up with that thought today. Foundation for the Bible stands. God forgives us if we repent, confess, and forsake. But God just doesn't forgive us. You know, people say, well, you just got to forgive him. You got to forgive him. And they don't repent. They continue in that sin. No. You have forgiveness in your heart, but it can't be extended until they come back confessing and asking to be restored. Then you can. And if it's already in your heart, it's not hard to extend at all. It's a joy to do it. Again, overcomers live by the doctrines of this blessed book. We're told of the last days that they will not endure sound doctrine. They won't want preaching that tells it as it is to men as they are. They want sensual philosophy, psychology, make me feel good about myself, let me enjoy the flesh. The word of God has to be changed. I have to get new versions because it won't really line up with what they're trying to do. No, 1 Corinthians 6:9-11 says, know ye not that the unrighteous shall not inherit the kingdom of God? Be not deceived, neither fornicators, nor idolaters, nor adulterers, nor effeminate, nor abusers of themselves with mankind, nor thieves, nor covetous, nor drunkards, nor revelers. Revelers is a social drinking crowd. The effeminates, the homosexual crowd. The abusers of themselves with mankind are the perverts of any kind. Fornication is sexual sin of any type. He says, so the revelers, nor extortioners, shall inherit the kingdom of God. He says, none of them will. But then he says, and such were some of you. You aren't anymore. You used to be, but you're not now. But you're washed. How were they washed? By the blood of Jesus Christ. You're sanctified. How are they sanctified? Set apart by God. But you're justified in the name of the Lord Jesus and by the Spirit of our God. For the Spirit beareth witness with our spirit that we are the children of God. Romans chapter 8 and verses 9 and 16. Lets us know. So what a great thing. When you come to Christ, again, those are terrible sins. You can't come to Christ and continue in those sins. Say, well, hey, I won't save from hell, but I want to keep doing these things. No. You're coming and you're turning from them. And many times, look at the drunkard, look at the those with the sexual things, the adulterer, the fornicator, the effeminate. God can take that. Let's just take the adulterer. And they have a relationship with someone else, and they really believe they love each other. But it's wrong because they're cheating on their spouses. Well, when they repent and come to the Lord, they can not only be turned from that, to think back on having a relationship with that other person is repulsive and turns their stomach. How could have I ever done that? That other person is not my spouse. That other person doesn't measure up to the purity and to the goodness that my spouse is. Well, this world doesn't measure up to what my God is. And just like he is the head of the body, he is the husbandman, he is the all in all. And my friend, he wants to be that in your life as a Christian. And I hope that you'll let him be that. They overcome these great things that I just read to you from 1 Corinthians 6:9-11. It says, such were some of you. How did they overcome? It was not through psychology classes. It wasn't through Christian counselors. It wasn't through a book they read of these various psychiatric and religious authors. They turned to the Lord and just developed a personal relationship with him, realizing his name shall be called Wonderful Counselor. The mighty God who can take away that sin. The Prince of Peace. Oh, my goodness. He's the Father of Light. Wow. He's my God, and he's my Lord, and he's my Savior. Keep his commandment. Have the same commitment that you made when you got married, if you're married, for better, for worse, rich or poor, sickness and in health, till death do us part. My friend, he keeps his word on that. Keep yours. Keep yours. Keep yours. Till death do us part. And the great thing is, he never dies, and those that are his will have everlasting life. Praise the Lord for that. You see, we must see sin from God's point of view, not man's. Because if we don't, then we cannot be an overcomer. We must believe that Jesus is the Son of God and that our overcoming is only through Christ Jesus, as verse 5 shows us here. So again, quit looking with man's sight. Our sins, oh my goodness, are much worse than Adam or Eve's were. The faith that overcomes is a commitment, and it still works today. Sin does not have to have dominion over you. Have commitment, and you will become, in the spiritual battle, an overcomer. We want you to have confidence at the appearing of Jesus Christ and not be ashamed. An ashamed Christian at his appearing, however, is a billion times better than someone who dies without Christ. The lowest place in heaven is a billion times better than the best place in hell. Because, essentially, there is no best place in hell. Hell is worse for some than others, but all of it is terrible. But you can overcome that destiny, but again, through Christ. Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and life. No man comes unto the Father but by me. He said in Acts 4:12, there is none other name given among men whereby you must be saved. He says in Acts 3:19, repent ye therefore and be converted, that your sins may be blotted out when the time of refreshing shall come from the Lord. Yes, you turn to him. Let him take your sin away. In Romans 5:8, he says, but God commendeth his love toward us, in that while we were yet sinners, just like we are, you can't get good enough for him to save you. Instead, you come just like you are and let him take your sin, cleanse you by the blood, that you might have everlasting life. For without the shedding of blood, there is no forgiveness, there is no remission of sin. Hebrews chapter 9 tells us. In Romans 10:9, it says that thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus. Lord, he was God, deity. Jesus, he became a man, the Son of Man. He became God in the flesh by coming, Emmanuel, God with us. And so therefore, that thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, and believe in thine heart that God has raised him from the dead. His deity rose his humanity from the dead. Therefore, Revelation 1:18 says he has the keys of hell and of death. That thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, and believe in thine heart that God has raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. Does God lie? No, he doesn't. So he says, for with the heart man believeth unto righteousness. That is not your righteousness. It's not you becoming righteous of yourself, but it's the righteousness of Christ. For with the heart man believeth unto his righteousness, to make you accepted in Christ before God. With the heart man believeth unto righteousness, trusting that his righteousness will count, trusting him to stand in your place, trusting him with your eternity, trusting your very being and eternal life with Jesus Christ. Just like a commitment in marriage. With the heart man believeth unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made to salvation. And so Romans 10:13 says, for whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Your destiny can be eternal life in heaven, but you must come to him. Confess that you're a sinner. Confess you cannot save yourself. And ask Him to forgive you of your sins, to remove their power from you, its penalty, and in the day when He comes back, even its presence from you. And you know what? He will. For God cannot lie. And He'll save you. Would you right now, right where you are, if you're not sure if you died today, that heaven's your home? Act on God's word to be saved. I'm going to form a prayer. This prayer would only be words if you did not mean it. But if you mean it, would you pray this right now, right where you are? Dear God, I know I'm a sinner, and I need forgiveness. Forgive me of my sins. I believe Jesus Christ shed His blood on the cross and died for me and paid for all my sin for all time. I believe 3 days later, He rose up bodily from the grave. And because of that love that He has for me, I right now receive Jesus Christ into my heart and my life as my Lord, as my God, as my Savior. Save me right now. Thank you for saving me in Jesus Christ's name. Amen. Now, my friend, if you just prayed that prayer and you meant it, Romans 10:11 that I did not read says, "For whosoever believeth shall not be ashamed." Don't be ashamed of Jesus. Tell others of the decision that you've made. Write us and let us know. You can get our address when our announcer closes here in just a few moments, or you can email us through our website. Look in your telephone to find your Google Independent Baptist churches in your area. Find out if they stand by the King James Bible, they don't use that contemporary music, and then let them know the decision that you made and ask them what the next step is, and they'll be willing to help you. We also have in our centralbaptistocala.org website, in the left-hand column on that front page, you'll see booklets by Dr. Andy Bloom. If you click onto that, that'll take you to a list of about 8 or 9 different booklets that I've written. One of those is Building Blocks. It will tell you how to live the new Christian life. Oh, I hope that you'll go there and you'll read it as well as the other booklets, but read that one first. We also have on there, on our website there on that front page, a Bible reading schedule that'll take you through the Bible in 36 weeks. I would encourage you to read that too through. As a matter of fact, if you start, you'll be through in about 9 months. So I hope that you'll do that. And if you'll follow that schedule, I think it'll help you a lot. It'll help you in listening when your pastor preaches and he preaches the word, and you'll see things from God's word that you just did not see before because you were so unfamiliar with. Well, I want to thank you for listening to The Lamp and Light. Please ask your friends to listen too, because that's how The Lamp and Light grows. And my friend, please allow the lamp of God's word to be the light that you follow today.
We want to thank you for listening to the Lamp and Light broadcast. If you'd like a CD copy of today's message by Dr. Bloom, send us your name and mailing address, and include the radio station by which you are listening and the date of the broadcast. We would appreciate a gift of $5 to Lamp and Light Broadcast, 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. You may also visit us by our website and freely download the sermons by clicking on the sermon library. That site is www.centralbaptistocala.org. Again, the address of Lamp and Light Broadcast is 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. And our website is www.centralbaptistocala.org. This is your announcer, Dale Jackson, saying, may God's peace be with all who are in Christ Jesus.
My feet on His firm foundation, for the Bible says, I will plant my feet on His firm foundation, for the Bible.